Late in the year of 1916, the four divisions of Canadian Corps was assembled together for the first time. Led under the expertise of Julian Byng and Arthur Currie, the Army had one goal in mind: to seize the heavily guarded area of land in northern France known as Vimy Ridge, the area that the Germans acquired in 1914.
General Julian Byng was extremely meticulous when it came to the timing and every other aspect of the vigorous training. Over the period of a few months, the Army practiced perfecting the creeping barrage as well as many new military methods. Moreover, this was the first time since the start of World War I where each group had a specific task according to their strengths. This enables us to see how relatively modern our country was at the time and demonstrates our stability as a separate nation.
Elaborate arrays of tunnels were developed to move the troops forward in position for the attack. Many were skeptical, for this was something the British and French failed to achieve. Not to mention the Germans' layers and layers of defenses, thought to be impenetrable. However, on a cold and snowy Easter Monday, April 9, 1917, the troops triumphed.
In less than 2 hours, the men captured Hill 145 after charging across No Man's Land. Vimy Ridge was secured by April 12th, when the last German position was snatched.
More ground was taken and captives imprisoned at Vimy Ridge than the British had attained in the entire war. Regardless, victory came with the expense of the death of 3,598 men and 700...
Retake.
More ground was taken and captives imprisoned at Vimy Ridge than the British had attained in the entire...
I was talking over you, so go ahead and start again.
Okay.
Go ahead. Retake number two.
More ground was taken and captives imprisoned at Vimy Ridge than the British had attained in the entire war. Regardless, victory came with the expense of the deaths of 3,598 men and 7,104 wounded soldiers. Nevertheless, these numbers do not compare to the 20,000 German casualties, and another 4,000 Germans were captured.
There aren't many occasions where an event results in over 30,000 casualties, but this isn't the only reason why the battle was so significant.
World War I was greatly affected by the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Many historians believe that this battle alone was the cause of the war ending 2 years prior to the expected date. If things didn't end as early as it did, our modern civilization may not be the same.
Canadians took great pride in this victory, as they should. Their impressive performance and amazing achievements earned our country a position at the League of Nations.
Earning a separate seat at the Versailles peace negotiation was a huge step to Canada's independence, which we have now attained.
Canadian views were divided about the participation in the war. Many see the war as an inspiring time where many soldiers bravely died for our country, the traditional view.
Others' outlooks were the exact opposite. They thought the slaughtering was appalling and senseless. Soldiers weren't heroes, just plain people trying to protect themselves.
Many citizens of Quebec found the issue of military conscription of much more importance. Some thought Canada's involvement divided the nation instead of strengthening it.
Not only did this mark the turning point for the Allies, it also triggered a change in our battle methods. A modern civilization still uses similar techniques from World War I, such as the bombing during the Gulf War.
The past is a source of lessons and models. There are many lessons that can be grasped from the Vimy Battle and countless more throughout the war. Definitely significant and inspirational. Canadians should be proud and never forget about those who fought for our country.